Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. Today is Wednesday, April 1st, and I'm recording this podcast mid-morning. We're doing something a little different today because I thought you'd appreciate hearing directly from our medical leaders, Dr. Andrews and Dr. Hurley. So they'll be answering the questions that they're getting asked most frequently from you and your colleagues. So we'll go ahead and get started with Dr. Andrews. Doc, can you tell us how we can protect our family best?
Sure. One thing I want to tell you is that what you're going to hear me say, you probably heard it. You've heard it in the news, you've heard it in the social media, you've heard it on the TV, and you're hearing it also from EB. And the reason we keep saying it over and over again is because it's really effective. So what can you do? You can social distance yourself. That's the six-foot rule. You can wash your hands, cover your cough and sneezes, avoid sharing personal products. Don't share sodas. Don't share washcloths. Clean surfaces. Wash your clothes frequently, and one thing that we haven't even talked that much about is keep air flowing. So open your doors at home, open windows, open anything you can just to get the air flowing and get the germs out of there.
All right, good advice. Thanks, Doc. Doc Hurley, a lot of people are concerned, hey, if I go out sick, how do I get paid if I contract COVID-19? Can you tell us a little bit about what we need to do?
Yes, it's fairly straightforward. If you leave the workplace secondary to illness due to COVID, you would call our short-term disability provider, Sedgwick. The phone number is 1-800-416-1808. If you're in the state of Rhode Island, you would apply for a TDI. And if you have questions, you would call our benefits department.
All right. Thanks, Doc. And our benefits department is ready, willing, and able to help anybody who is becomes ill due to COVID-19. We had a situation yesterday where we had our first case, and one of the things that we learned about the individual that was sick was that they're eager to return to work, and we want to make sure that we've got a good protocol on how to get people back to work. So, Doc Andrews, can you tell us a little bit about if you get sick and now it's time to come back, what do you have to do?
Well, the first thing you have to do is clear through medical, either through the yard hospital or through the dispensary. It's not something we can just say, you know, if this, then that. So what do you have to do? You have to be without a fever for at least 72 hours, and that means without using Motrin or Tylenol. Your symptoms have to be improving to almost gone. And lastly, you have to be out of work for a minimum of at least 7 to 14 days. But if you're sick with COVID, you may even be out longer than that.
Okay, good. That's good to know. We've got a path to get people back to work, but there are some hurdles we got to get those folks through in order to get back. Doc Hurley, tell us a little bit about what EB is doing to try and keep everybody safe.
We're doing several things. We're following CDC guidance as well as local departments of health. We are advocating for the social distancing, which is greater than 6 feet. We recommend increased use of hand sanitizer. One of the new developments is working from home. Our facilities and housekeeping is routinely increased the cleaning of high touch points such as doorknobs and work surfaces. They're making more cleaning products accessible and available. And in regards to social distancing and lessening the density of workers, we're increasing the flexibility with shifts and schedules. We're making it easier for people to stay home if you are sick, and we've set up a hotline, and we've been monitoring temperatures on the 792 boat, and we've greatly reduced training and testing for EB workers.
All right, thanks, Doc. One of the things I'm doing, and when I spend time talking with some of the folks in the yard, is I talk about what we can do to stay healthy. And I know this is a really stressful time, and so it's easy to lose sight of those things, those practices that keep us healthy normally. So, Doc Andrews, tell me a little bit about what we can do to keep healthy.
Well, you nailed it. I mean, these are things that we should be doing all the time, and when we're under a lot of stress and issues with the pandemic going on, these are things that even become more important. So these are basic 101 healthy habits. Eat right. Stay hydrated. Get lots of rest. Make sure you go to sleep. Get rest. And then you have to add in kind of our new normal, which is, again, social distancing. hand washing. You can use soap and water. You can use the hand sanitizer. And then the really new one that probably most of us don't even know that we do as often as we do is really try to avoiding touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth, keeping your hands away from your face to really try to decrease your risk.
All right, great. I'm going to follow up, Dr. Andrews, with you on a couple of things. So really two questions. What do I do if I'm not feeling good while I'm at work? And then also, what do I do if I'm at home and, hey, it's time to come into work and I'm not feeling good?
Well, both of these kind of have the same theory on them. So if you're at work and you start not feeling good, go home. And then make sure you call your supervisor, call EB Medical, let us know. We're going to take a history. We're going to find out what's going on. We're going to find out when you started getting symptoms, who you were near, things like that. And if you're at home and you haven't even come to work yet, well, then by all means, don't come to work. You need to seek medical care. Make sure you call your supervisor, call EB Medical, call your doctor. We want to make sure that you're getting the right care while not being here from your health care provider. And we also want to make sure that EB knows where you've been and who you've been around and if there's any risk to anybody here.
It's also important, I think, to recognize that if you're not feeling well, we care about all our folks, want to make sure that you're seeking your own medical care outside of Electric Boat. What we don't want to do is bring somebody who's infected in and do that unnecessarily. So please seek medical attention outside of Electric Boat. I was watching the president's press conference yesterday, and what was pretty sobering is the realization that we've got a couple very difficult weeks ahead across the nation with this disease. Doc Hurley, can you tell me a little bit from your perspective how long you think we're going to be needing to maintain the measures we put in place?
Well, right now, the curve is fairly steep. We have yet to actually bend the curve or mitigate the number of transmitted cases. So the short answer is it's going to be a while. And we're going to have to practice social isolation for the near future, and at the earliest it will be relaxation of these guidances sometime early summer or late summer. We don't expect a vaccine to be available until March of 2021.
Well, that's a good long time to be in this new normal, as Dr. Andrews said. Doc Andrews, some people are thinking about wearing gloves at work. Can you tell us a little bit about your perspective on that?
Well, the good news is that COVID virus, it doesn't get absorbed through the skin. So it's not something that if you touch it, it gets absorbed. So because it doesn't get absorbed through the skin, it goes back to the basics of the hand washing, again, with the hand sanitizer or using soap and water, and just making sure that you keep those hands away from your face. But since it doesn't get absorbed through your skin, the gloves really aren't going to add anything. In fact, sometimes you forget you're wearing gloves and then you go ahead and touch your face, and that doesn't help you.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. One of the questions we're getting a lot via the hotline we've set up is people calling concerned about, hey, my wife is a nurse and she's been in contact with somebody with COVID-19. What do I need to do? Doc Hurley, can you tell us a little bit about what you would advise?
Well, it's important to recognize that the spouse or cohabitant has been exposed to a positive COVID case rather than somebody that is just simply sick. But if it is a confirmed case, the advice to that loved one would be to monitor their health and to socially distance from any close personal contact. And so for the person who is related or living with this person, they too need to practice strict social distancing for at least 14 days and monitor their own health, call their doctor if they start to experience symptoms.
Okay, thanks. There's a lot of information out about this disease, and I think in my own experience it's changing every day. And it can seem inconsistent to some people. Doc Andrews, can you talk a little bit about that and why that information is seemingly so inconsistent?
Well, unfortunately, I don't know if it's so much inconsistent as it really is that it's just changing. And the more information that we get as healthcare professionals, the more information we know and get synthesized and the recommendations get changed. So hopefully, as all the doctors and all the health systems get on the same page, the message will become more consistent. But as we learn things every day about this virus and it changes, we do have to keep changing all recommendations based on the CDC, based on the WHO, based on the Connecticut and Rhode Island Department of Public Health. So as the advice changes, we need to keep updating what we're saying, and that kind of gets translated down to the employees and to the patients, and so it just seems inconsistent, but it's really just moving with the disease itself.
Okay, that makes sense, and it is a difficult time to try and pin this down from all the information that you're exposed to on a daily basis. Some of you may be asking questions about, you know, why is EB staying open given this global pandemic, and I want to make sure that I reiterate the rationale behind that. So we remain open because in our situation, as being a submarine builder, the President of the United States is recognized, and the Navy has mandated that we are performing a critical mission that is essential to the defense of our nation. So we're simply not at liberty to shut down in the execution of that mission. It's that important. So I want to share with you again my priorities with everybody here at Electric Boat, and that is that we are focused on ensuring the health and safety of our workforce to the maximum extent we possibly can while we work to continue to meet that mission as productively as we can. So I appreciate everybody who is paying attention, coming to work every day, working through a very difficult period of time, in the flexibility and the adaptability of our folks as we work to come through this historic time in our nation's history with COVID-19. So I want to thank the medical staff for making the time. We know you are both incredibly busy, and to the rest of the EB team, please help our medical team to remain focused on their important work. So if you've got additional questions, please ask your supervisor. You can certainly also call the hotline. We put that those numbers out last week. And thank you for also staying focused on this mission as we move through this crisis together. We'll talk again with you soon. Thanks for listening.